4 QAM radio check.
Delta 2 Bravo November Golf. Yeah, I hear you okay. And I already forgot your call sign, sorry.
Roger that. I forgot yours already, too. I'm at a little homemade quarter wave here over in Spartanburg by the mall. KY4QM, I'm Roy. What's your?
4QIM, I think I got. That's your call sign. Well, yeah, the homemade 2-meter antennas are easy to make. And yeah, they do work. I can make an antenna out of a cupcake or rock wicket. So yeah, sounds fine, whatever it's attached to.
Roger that. You're broken. I'm pretty good on my end. What was your call sign?
Trouble receiving. It's on my end. Along this whole row, I get take offense distortion. It's all these trees on that side.
Roger that. Yeah, like I said, this is the first my QSO on this radio, but I'm trying to get some out there.
I think works for 2 meters. You know, take a coat hanger and put a piece of cable to it. Actually, what works surprisingly well is the plumbing copper cable. Make up one of those.
Yeah, Roger that. I've got 75 feet of Mr. Wire cable out there, which I think is pretty good, and it's just on a homemade quarter wave with like 13 inch antenna.
Traffic, I could have stayed in New York. In just the short time I've been down here, I think traffic's doubled. The population has, too.
Down here is brutal, and it's only getting worse.
Plus, you're not making the repeater. You're getting squelched out, so I'll talk to you later. KD2BNG.
Roger that. I jumped on the HT, but it's not putting out like the mobile I got here. KY4QM on the side. QM radio check.
BAG, still hear ya.
Yeah, roger that. I guess you're still here with me. You're the only one with me. Appreciate it. Still working it.
Down a bit, though. So either boost power or, I don't know. Sometimes the repeater is funny that way.
Copy that. Like I said, I'm on this little quarter wave homemade antenna with 75-foot coax. I guess it's working.
Out of a coax connector. You take the center lead and stick a quarter wave piece of wire, a 19 inch piece of wire, and then for the radial, you take four little wires and go around the four little holes in the PL259 connector. So out of a PL239 connector and this wire, you can actually make an antenna. Stick the where the solder hole would be, stick a piece of wire in there, and then there's usually four holes for it to mount to the chassis or something. And, take the take four more wires and put them through there for a ground plane.
Roger that. That's what I did. I got a little 209 adapter and put in five cable copper cables. Copper wires, one vertical and four horizontal, and hooked it up.
Yeah, I never never understood, the radials might have to be angled downward slightly. Also, I'm not sure what the relationship is of the radials, the wavelength of the wavelength you're trying to transmit. But yeah, I think I have built those, and they do work. You know, or then again, the copper tubing cable. You know, it's a 10-foot piece of plumbing copper. Formula for a J-pole online somewhere. It's not that hard.
Roger that. I've got a HF radio sitting here I need to figure out, and this little mobile 50-watt I'm trying to set up, but what was your call sign, please? I got Kilo Delta 2 Bravo November Golf.
Yeah, your antenna's working well enough.
Roger that. I don't know. I'm over here by the mall in Spartanburg. I'm not sure you're where you are, but is it respectable what I'm hitting you with here from Spartanburg Mall?
In the background, but I can make out what you're saying. You know, this repeater, there may or may not be white in the background anyway. I think sometimes when the feed line blows in the wind, you get that, some of that noise. No, you're fine. I understand you.
I'm 4. I know I'm not supposed to say that, but copy that, and I appreciate your input because I'm still trying to work this thing out. And I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. KY4QM on the side.
MKD2BNG, we'll talk at you later. There's a 9 p.m. net, you know, every night at 9. See you there. But, all right, I'm in the driveway. I gotta go.